The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. The Brexit legal process is underway. A lot of hoopla about this, but Theresa May seems to have it under control. Adam.
or does she?
I think so.
Well, here's the point. The thing that's launched today is the Great Repeal Bill.
Yep.
So where Brexit plus one, like D-Day plus one, but obviously more important. And what this is the unravelling of 44 years of litigation and integration, and this is the bill that will set that out. So the only reason I say, has she got it under control, is that essentially the government is going to have to work out 20,000 EU laws and make them British laws, and then Westminster will, with MPs voting, decide one by one which ones to choose, change or chuck out. And given that it's meant to be a two-year process, and in truth how long Parliament sits, they'd actually have to review, debate and vote on 63 laws a day, and they didn't do any today. So there's no hope of it being a two-year process, and that's the trouble, is that it all begins to spiral.
In principle, people know what this is all about. I mean, it's controlling the borders. She's guaranteed that Europeans who are in Britain will certainly be able to be repatriated or go home if they want or stay if they want. So the simple aspects of it are not very hard to unravel, are they?
No, there are three or four strands that are quite simple, but there are some complicated ones.
Well, that only proves that government is complicated. I mean, this is the point that most probably caused the vote in the first place, that we're bound up with thousands and thousands of regulations and laws which drive everyone nuts.
Yeah, the difference is, instead of being bound up by all those European ones, we're just going to make them British ones.
I knew you'd say that. He's a funny man, this bloke. But don't worry, Prince Charles is making European friends.
He is. The Prince of Wales, at least, has got the right idea. He's trying to make friends and influence people. He's suddenly gone on a 9-day European tour. I don't think anyone had any clue. He popped up in Romania today, did the Prince of Wales. First stop, Bucharest, and he strutted his folky stuff with a traditional Romanian dance troupe. But as we know, Prince Charles likes to dance. He has foxtrotted in New Zealand and sword danced in Dubai recently, as well as, of course, flinging a few flings in Scotland and so forth. But good on him, because I have to say, one of the questions that gets asked a lot of British tourists when they go to parts of Europe is, why don't you like us anymore? Mm. I imagine Prince Charles is proving that we'd still like Europeans.
No, I tell you what.
It's only to dance to, currently.
Yeah, the monarch in waiting. He's been waiting a long, long time.
Yes.
All right. Have a good weekend, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.